Now, the last time we spoke to Paul Kennedy from ABC was doing sport with ABC Breakfast, and we said we noticed because we have ABC going on in the studio here.
Because there was always a different picture in the background. I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I saw something that my kids would have found interesting. I went, hey, it changes that every day.
Because that was in lockdown last year.
Yes.
When Melbourne were in lockdown, which they still are. And we said, and we thought we'd give a place a call to PK.
Surely.
And he said, yeah, he said, I change it up. And I said, how about if we send you a Triple M picture of Paddy and Rob Palmer, will you put it in the back?
Yeah.
So he spoke with the people with the ABC. They said, yes, agreed to
it. Go for it. My mum saw it.
Yeah.
Thanks, PK.
Yeah, and he joins us this morning, Paul Kennedy. G'day, PK.
Hello, mate.
G'day, blokes. How are you? I've got a confession to make, by the way. I didn't get clearance for that. I just stuck it up there.
What a bloke.
So, but I didn't get in trouble for it, so that's okay.
Mate.
And it was a pleasure to have you on the national broadcast.
The only time we'll be
Thanks,
there.
PK. There's an insight into you as a young bloke. Rule breaker.
Now, you've put out four books. This is your fifth one. It is called Funky Town, mate.
Yeah, Funky Town. It's not about the song in the 1980s. The name of the book comes from the place that I grew up in, which is Frankston. About an hour south of Melbourne. If you've ever heard of it, you've probably heard of it on the news, or it's famous for the four pubs on each corner of the main intersection there. And it's a bit of a wild old place, which I didn't know when I was growing up. I thought it was paradise. And anyway, everyone's got their different names for Frankston, but my little sister and her friends, when they started going out of the pubs, they used to call it Funky Town, and they always sort of giggled when they said it. So That was the name that I gave to the book because it's a bit of a funky old town and it's about growing up in there and this one year in my life, 1993, where it was my last year of high school, and there just happened to be a serial killer in Frankston at that time.
Jeez, and it's a series of adversity with I guess a light of hope at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. So I was trying to get drafted into the AFL. I was just a footy head who wanted to just make it big. That's all I ever wanted to do. But things unraveled a little bit that year, and I got involved in basically the local pubs and pub scene, became a binge drinker, and one by one sort of ruined all of the different things I had planned. But the underlying messages of having great friends and your great family that sort of got me through and held things together, and of course a teacher that introduced me to reading. So, in a roundabout way, in a direct way, that teacher really influenced me to go into journalism. So when I missed out my dreams of being a professional footballer collapsed, I had some sort of a seed sown there where I was going to take up writing stories for a living.
And Paul, that is the great part of this story, because quite often you speak to people and they've mucked up through life, whatever. It's never too late to grab onto something that you really enjoy. And that's what I say to my kids. If you're looking for a job, just do something that you really enjoy. You know, because quite often you'll hear people say, I can't stand this job.
And finding that thing that you enjoy. Having that realised to you must have been amazing, because you just thought that you'd, completely mucked it up, and then you found writing.
Yeah, it was good. I think you've got to... you've got to be really thankful for those adults in your life when you are growing up that do show you that special care and take an interest in you. And hopefully most people have got it. I know I was lucky. I just look back at that time and think I was lucky. I had a great family. My teachers were terrific. Mrs. Mack, my literature teacher, who decided out of the blue to start up a literature course at this school that we went to, which didn't really prize academics in that way. She was brilliant, and I think not only do you have to be a bit lucky, but you've got to, if you're a youngster out there and you're searching for your way, just keep an eye out, because there's always those adults that will be there, and the ones that show you that and take an interest in you, they're the ones that you should listen to. If you don't listen to anyone else, and I wasn't listening to many people, but listen to the ones that tell you, hey, you're good at this. You should keep doing it. So that's what I did.
And not your parents all the time. Sometimes it's hard to listen to your parents. You got to look outside the scope of your immediate family.
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole book's about boys becoming men, and that was a big realization for me looking back, because I wondered, why I became that sort of self-destructive in a way with the binge drinking. When I had such great role models at home and had the perfect upbringing as far as I could see. But it's because when you get 15, 16, and you're a boy like me, you sort of look for other role models, and the male culture around sort of takes you in. And for me, that happened to be the local footy club, and I wanted to be as tough as my older brother's mates. And so, yeah, I just carried on and pretended I was this tough guy who was, hard drinking.
Yeah.
It wasn't really me, but that's what I did because I sort of was playing a role, playing a part, I guess.
Got into a few blues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I never wanted to get into blues, yeah. But it was everywhere. You know, that violent culture was everywhere. Every time we went to the pubs and it came to closing time, there's no way to get home. Taxis yeah. wouldn't come near the joint, and blokes would start fighting, and you had to sort of, pretend that you were up for it.
It's brave.
Which I did, yeah. But I wasn't.
It's brave of you now to come out and be up front with all this. I mean, you've got boys, and I guess, you know, you're looking forward to say, you know, there's going to be a time where they may be asking the same questions, and this might yeah. just help you through it.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a sort of self-help book in any way. I'm no expert, but I figure you've got to be honest about it. And, I'm 46 now. It's about time that I sort of owned up to that part of my life and told my story. Everyone wants to tell their story, I think, in a way. And this is how I did it, through a book. And my eldest boy is 15 now, so I still sort of hold my breath thinking about what he's got in front of him in the next few years. But if he knows that I made mistakes and that it's okay to make mistakes, and, you know, but if he learns something from me at yeah. all, he's not really listening to me much these days. But
hey, that's teenagers in general, mate.
Yeah. Paul,
so many of us seriously. In that same boat, just about to tackle all those things. Paul,
I said to him the other day, he's got a raging mullet at the moment, Jack, and he's got the straight fringe, massive mullet, and I just said to him, oh, mate, you know, I've really enjoyed the mullet, but maybe it's time we cut it off. He said, Dad, every time you say that, I'm going to grow it for a year longer.
Shave it in harder.
So, jeez. With kids, we're all going through the same thing. Don't think anything different.
That's good to know.
Yeah, with it's Funky Town by Paul Kennedy, a memoir. It is a great read. I love when you go through your year 12 and about dealing with the girls, what happened there, and I'm there. I can relate to that. I tell you what.
I was hopeless.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I'm hearing you, brother. PK, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Rob and Paddy, you're the best, and I'm disappointed the weather's no good up there because I'm in lockdown in Melbourne, and all I'm doing is dreaming about these parts of Australia, like the Central Coast, that are bathed in sunshine and freedom. So, good luck. Hope it turns.
Thanks, Paul
Kennedy.
Thanks,
pal. It's on its way. Enjoy it when it gets there.
Cheers, PK. Yeah, Funky Town, out all good bookstores. Go online. You'll be able to get it.